You're listening to the 276th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're continuing in Sefer Bitach Bashem. Matai tzarich l'shtamish b'bitachon? When should we use bitachon? L'acher she'be'arnu b'ezras yisborach, ma'u bitachon b'Hashem? Now that we have had some basic foundation for what bitachon is, trusting in Hashem. Tzrichim anu levar, matai tzarich l'shtamish b'bitachon? We need to try to understand, when is it shayach, when is it appropriate to use bitachon? Ha'im b'chol mikra, boya adam nifkash af im ha'nezek, sh'olah la'gelov hu katon. Let's say a person is encountering some kind of challenge, and it's just, we're talking about a small damage that can be caused to him. Or rakish nifkash b'mikra, boy, all the gear I love has a cuddle. Can I use bitachon if it's a little deal? Or is it only if it's a big deal? In Ematz and Machlekes V'Dvarim, that we find that there is, as in all good Jewish concepts, there's a machlekes, there's an argument in this regard. Rabbeinu Yoina, b'kvoyso of Rabbeinu Bachai ben Asher, kasu. Rabbeinu Yoina and also the Rabbeinu Bachai, they write together, they both write, שצריך לבטח בשם אף בדברים הקטנים, שהנזק שייך לצמח מהם הוא מועט. A person is obligated to trust in Hashem, that even if we're talking about a small problem, I trust in Hashem there as well. I use bitachon everywhere. זה לשיינם. Here's their language, here's what they say. יכול יש שימצא איש. It could be that you'll find a person, sheyiftach b'Hashem yisbarach b'klalus, who trusts in Hashem generally, u'mamin b'emunah shleima, ki hakol b'yado yisbarach, excuse me, and believes with absolute faith that everything is in Hashem's hands. Well, inyan b'tochem b'chol pratei pu'loisov, but when it comes to the person's specific smaller matters, she'oiseh, that he does, we call derech sheyifne loyoshes aliboy. Wherever, whatever path he takes, he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't turn his heart to Hashem. V'zoicher, it's Hashem yisborach. Excuse me, and he remembers Hashem, ve'ein of noisei elav, b'maisei agadol. When it comes to big things, so he turns to Hashem. He recognizes that Hashem is in charge of his life, that he's dependent on Hashem. For example, let's say he's going on a dangerous journey. He's going on a ship. And in those times, obviously going on a ship, you're placing yourself in mortal danger. Or he's going on a caravan. When it comes to a small matter, he says, Hashem, don't worry, I'm okay, I got this. Let's say a person is traveling to a close by place, or in the city itself, going from one side of the city to another. So here, he cuts corners when it comes to his service of Hashem. Because he really should think, just as I'm driving across town, doesn't mean that I can't chas v'shalom, something could happen. Without Hashem's protection. Okay? So, it's possible to think that I'm okay. But it's also important, Rabbeinu Yonah says, not to make that mistake. But rather in every small thing, Hashem is infinite. He doesn't distinguish between a great thing and a small thing. For him, everything is a big thing. I can ask Hashem for help anytime. However, Rav Ram, the son of the Rambam, holds shetzarch l'vtech b'Hashem rak b'tvor magadaylim, that I only need to have bitachon in large matters, shehanezek olu agyelav u'gadol, where the damage that could come is great. V'lait b'tvor ma'p'utim. According to Rav Ram ben Rambam, I don't need to bother God, as it were, with my little things. Shehanezek sh'olu agyelav u'mu'at. That's a little thing. I don't need to say in the morning, Hashem, please help me not stub my toe. Here's what he says. Here's the quote from the Rambam, the son of the Rambam. In regards to trying to distance oneself from damage, in an ikari, you're going pishpishim. Let's say you don't like mosquitoes. Can I ask Hashem, Hashem, take care of these mosquitoes for me? Uparushim tardim, I'm going to start being in pot. Or have some kind of small time bothers. But Rambam and Rambam says it's not appropriate for a person to get involved with bitachin on small matters like this. Unless, interestingly, the person that we're talking about is a righteous individual, or he is amongst the Nevi'im, the prophets, and those similar to them. And every righteous individual, certainly a very righteous individual, or even a regular kosher person, interesting, he says that invoking Hashem and bitachon in small matters is a certain chutzpah, shein adas avalta, that the mind can't accept. But it could be that a person has an experience which seems like a small thing at first, but can turn into a big thing. Maybe because he's a sensitive individual, or maybe because it could turn into something that's more serious. Like, let's say, gets a mosquito bite. It could, chas v'shalom, bring some kind of infectious disease. So then a person should indeed involve his bitachon faculty and also be involved in going to a doctor. So Rabbi Dov Rosen, B'tach B'Shem, explains, he says, we're going to try to understand at depth what is the argument here. The first sheet which says we should depend on Hashem in small matters as well. So he teaches us as follows, how to get to be talking to Hashem, also in smaller matters, that are not likely to involve a greater damage. And here's the quote. The quote is that I can see how some small damage might come to me if not for Hashem's help. In other words, there's an awareness that I need Hashem even in the small matters. A person should awaken in himself a certain fear, if not for Hashem's protection, it can bring about a great damage. So it sounds like you're supposed to activate your fear that this little thing could bring to a big thing, and then activate your bitachon that Hashem will protect you from that. Which is bitachon, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashem is the God of my salvation. I will trust in Him and I will not fear. Like Rabbeinu Yoyin writes, interesting. When a difficult situation appears, it's not even that you're afraid of the situation. You're afraid that your sins might cause that you could be damaged as a result of this situation. So the person's fear should not be stronger than his hope. That's also called bitachon. Ach techsa katikva mimenu. You should make sure that he strengthens his hope in relationship to his fear. Okay? In other words, you're going to feel fear. You're going to be afraid. You're going to feel like, hey, I don't deserve to be saved. I don't deserve to be protected because of my sins. But nevertheless, have bitachon. However, the opinion of Rabbi Avraham and Rambam is that where it's common for there to be some kind of damage or some kind of negative situation, so then That's a different situation. That when, let's say you're passing through a dangerous location. So then you need to be protected. You have to protect yourself. I don't generally have to walk along and be afraid that something bad is going to happen. Right? Driving my car. It's not common. It does happen that people get in car accidents, but I don't have to be constantly on the lookout and worried that that might happen.
In regards to this, it says,
a negative thing or a possible dangerous situation that you don't see, you don't have to be worried about. A wise individual only has what his eyes see. You can only judge based on what's in front of you.
Climber. Kevin Shadam Rogil, Ayav Chasid.
What it means to say here is that a regular person or even a righteous individual doesn't see in a particular action, a particular situation that it's going to have any kind of damage to him.
To awaken my fear and then I'll be talking.
It's not necessary. It's not necessary to go through that process.
Why are you getting Hashem involved, so to speak?
Why are you awakening your problem, creating a problem, and then trusting in Hashem that's not going to be a problem?
You don't even
see any likely scenario of danger.
It's like calling a king to help you.
You have some kind of little pain, and it's not a serious one.
Okay, take a Tylenol. Don't need to call the king.
As opposed to, however, righteous individuals, or prophets, or those similar to them, Shariyasam, Hiriyah Likis.
Okay, now we start to understand a little bit. If a Navi sees, if a prophet sees that he's afraid of something and he has a spiritual attenuation, right? His intuition is often correct.
They are always living with Hashem in front of them.
If they have an intuitive sense, a slight fear that something bad might happen, so then they can indeed employ bitachon in Hashem. It's not called annoying the king.
Because even if it doesn't seem to be something serious, if they have an intuitive sense that it might be serious, it's appropriate. It's appropriate for them to call on Hashem to protect them.
Shalulu Shmirasa is Borach.
Because without Hashem's protection,
they do have a sense that some kind of serious damage may come.
Rav Raman Arambam, the way he understands things is not, he's not saying a blanket statement that if there's some, that, you know, any small thing, you don't have to have bitachon or shouldn't bother God. He's saying, it depends on you. It depends if you're creating the problem or not.
The
person himself doesn't see that any major thing is going to happen. So just because a person has high anxiety, that's not a reason to call on Hashem.
Okay,
so therefore, in that situation where a person is creating their own problems, calm yourself down.
You don't have to have you talking in that area.
But the Rabbeinu Yoina,
they are looking at things not from the person himself, but from Hashem's perspective.
From Hashem's perspective, as it were. So, it could be that something bad could happen to me, so therefore, I just want to be in a state of bitachon all the time. I want to be protected by Hashem. I know that anything could happen at any time.
I want to be in a state of constant connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, thinking about him, thinking about the possibility that something might happen, but I'm being protected by Hashem. Nothing will happen. Shtei gishas elu kvar matzanu asam b'shas. We find these two approaches in the Gemara. Maseches Ksuvos, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, b'chiluf ha'advarim. Shehayu bein rabbi lo'isei ani mevakesh parnaso. That there were two individuals who had an interaction that were on two different levels of bitachon. One was Rava and one was a particular poor man. So he came in front of Rava and he was there for a meal. Oh, the Rava b'mata ragalisoid. Rava asked this poor man, "What do you usually eat?" He says, "I eat fancy foods." He said, "I eat stuffed chicken and old wine." This is a famous story. If you've been following this Bitachon podcast for a number of years, the Altar of Navarre quotes this one. You're used to eating fancy foods, but you're relying on money at tzedakah, on charity. So you're taking extra money out of the kupush on tzedakah because you have a luxurious lifestyle. The poor man responded and said, I'm not eating from their money. He said, almost in a pompous way, or it seemed to Rava to be, a little bit over the top. He said, "I'm not eating from the kupa shel tzedakah. I'm not taking from tzedakah. It's Hashem providing for me. And Hashem understands my lifestyle and He gives me what I need." Okay. So now, what happens? So Rava explains, Rav Dov Rosen. Rava was looking at it from the person's perspective. Depends on you. Depends on how you see things. This is something that's an essential thing that you must have, luxurious food. You're not worried about the fact that you're asking for something which is really beyond the pale. This is a kind of brazenness, not appropriate. But the poor individual, so he was saying, "What? Hashem can do anything." He was saying it from Hashem's perspective. I'm not taking charity. I'm taking the money that Hashem is giving me. The kubush shel tzedakah is not giving me anything. They're not missing out anything. Hashem sent the money through them, but it's Hashem's money. The Gemara there finishes off the story. So, in the midst of this back and forth between Rava and the poor man, Rava's sister comes. So the rest I saw, Shlosha Asreshana. They hadn't seen each other for 13 years. And she brings in exactly what the poor man was asking for, which was a fattened chicken, stuffed chicken, and old wine. That's what she brought as a gift to Rava. It was too much of a coincidence. So Rava responds, how could it be that it's been so long since my sister last came? She comes exactly now. And brings exactly what this guy asked for. So Rava says, "I oppressed you. I said I was wrong. Get up and eat. It's yours." According to the end of the Gemara, the poor man was correct, and Rava admitted that indeed he's not eating from the charity of the general populace. It's coming directly from Hashem. Which means to say that a person has to have a higher view. Look at it from Hashem's perspective. Seeing it from God's purview. Kamuvan shefshar lomar. Obviously, we could say, Shein klal machlokes, that really it's not an argument. El shemadubar b'shnei sugei anoshim, it depends on the person. There's two different types of people. Rabbeinu Bachai ben Asher medaber al adam bal roma ruchnias gavoya. Rabbeinu Bachai and Rabbeinu Yoina are talking about a person on a very high level. That v'lachenu matzrich aysay nirchash estaklus helaykis miyusar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A person on a high level has to look at it indeed from Hashem's perspective. Kanal vazad Hashem gamer prato maktanim, and to trust in Hashem even in the small things. There's no such thing as a small thing, as we said. Shaloi nira shi'etz ma'leim nezek gadol. That it doesn't seem like it's going to be a great damage. Even there, I have bitachon in Hashem that Hashem is going to protect me. But zemaskim gam Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. Rabbi Avram ben Arambam doesn't argue with this. Right? He doesn't speak about people who are on a different level, the prophets, the righteous individuals. Obviously, those people, those individuals, have a higher perspective. They're on a higher level. So they can trust in Hashem even in the small matters. It doesn't seem like any great damage will come from. I don't even want a mosquito bite. Rabbi Avraham and Arama, Medaber al Anashim Ali Roma, Ruchnias Namucha. Rabbi Avraham and Arama is speaking to the regular Joe, the regular individual, person not necessarily on such a high spiritual level. She says, Taklusam, he is Taklus Chaimers. That their view of things is a more physical view, a more gashmistic view, but like this, and not so spiritual, not godly. So if they get involved in talking to Hashem in the small matters, that don't really have a likelihood of causing great damage. So this is something which is brazenness. It's chuzpah. For the little things that you're thinking about, worried about, that's not appropriate, according to Rav and Aramam, to have bitachon in. But the bottom line is that we are aiming for a high level. We are aiming for bitachon of the tzaddikim. That's what we're trying to go for. And so it should be our aim to look at things indeed from Hashem's perspective. That Hashem can take care of me even in the little things. Hashem will take care of me even in the little things. Even the things that may not require for a person on a lower level to be involved in bitachon, but our she'ifa, our goal, our hopes, our aspirations are indeed to have bitachon, to trust in Hashem, even in those areas. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.